You cannot escape me.
I am who you really are.
Soon,
you will be a nightmare.
Again.
Princess Luna twisted and turned in her sleep, horrific visions of dark shadows that chased her through steel corridors. Through windows she passed, she saw a pale, ivory-furred pony with no face in the distance. With each window she passed, the figure got closer and closer and closer, until finally, the dark, faceless pony was right in front of her.
Help me!
Luna screamed in fright, shooting awake in her bed. She looked around, seeing nothing. No demonic faceless pony. No shadows trying to kill her. Shivering, she put her head under the covers and began to sob. A few moments later, Celestia trotted in, her elegant, flowing mane somewhat disheveled.
Luna? Luna, what's wrong?
She asked. Luna, startled, looked up at Celestia and began sobbing again. Celestia, concerned, went to her sister's side and hugged her tightly.
Shh, it's okay. I'm here for you.
Luna tried to speak, but could only sob. Celestia frowned, worried for her sister, whispering comforting things to her, trying to calm her down.
What could have scared her this much?
She thought. When Luna finally calmed down, she managed to get her to speak. Luna sniffled.
There were these, I guess you could call them living shadows, that were chasing me, clawing at me. I could feel them cutting into me even as I ran. But no matter how fast I went, I couldn't escape. There was a voice, Nightmare Moon's voice, but distorted, monstrous. And there was this thing, this faceless pony. It kept getting closer and closer and closer.
Celestia was more than a little stunned to have such a graphic dream. It sounded more like a vision. And that faceless pony, where had she heard of that before? She needed to study this. As she looked down at her sister, who was still snuggling up against her, crying, she amended her last thought.
After she's calmed down and gotten some sleep, I'll study this.
Celestia thought. She looked up at the stars and sighed.
Please, let nothing bad happen. But if it does, let my sister be safe.
As if in a response to her wish, 9 stars suddenly fell from the sky. She wondered a little about that, and then dismissed the thought immediately. Her sister was much more important. A gray-furred, cross-eyed Pegasus, enjoying her day off from work, was bouncing around a plush, squeaky muffin that had been made for her. She liked it because she could play with it without feeling like she was wasting food. She would bounce the toy off her head and rump, roll it around, make it squeak while bouncing it up and down. She blinked and looked at the clock tower. Nodding, she decided to keep playing with the muffin.
I still have time before I have to pick up my daughter from school,
she said.
More time for old Derpy Hooves to have some fun.
She began playing with her muffin-shaped toy for a few minutes more, when she started hearing some voices arguing. She listened in carefully, slowly making her way to the source of the voices. As she got closer, she began to notice details. For one, they all had odd accents. For another, there seemed to be only one female. She giggled a little, a naughty, inappropriate thought occurring to her, which she quickly dismissed. Finally, she got close enough to see them. And they were the strangest ponies she had ever laid eyes on. One of the ponies was huge, a blue-furred, hulking earth pony stallion, bigger even than Big Macintosh, with a short, close-cropped white mane, clad in a blue shirt and a vest of some material she didn't recognize. He stood protectively near a white unicorn with glasses, his dark black mane in a slight curl on his forehead, and a white coat with a blue cross on it. a frustrated-looking unicorn with dark blue fur, wearing a yellow hard hat, blue work vest, and goggles, stood nearby, looking like he had a headache. Fluttering nearby was a young Pegasus with sky blue fur in a blue shirt and blue-green hat, an odd-looking set of headphones around his ears. He was chuckling at the two arguing ones, an Earth pony in a blue shirt and helmet, and a Pegasus with a blue mask of some kind that just revealed his eyes and muzzle, a suit coat and jacket over his chest, holes in the back of his wings. He clutched a knife of some kind in his tail, and judging by the furious expression on his face as he yelled at the helmeted pony, he looked to be on the verge of using it. Looking bored with the whole ordeal, an Earth pony with dark blue fur, a black mane and goatee, an eye patch over one eye, and a cotton cap over his head, just sat and grumbled. The lone mare of the group, her fiery red hair a stark contrast to her blue fur, giggled, her unicorn horn glowing every so often. The last of the nine of them, a Pegasus wearing a blue shirt and vest, sunglasses, and a wide-brimmed hat with one end turned up. He stood on a rock near the group, slowly scanning the area around them. Derby frowned, trying to make sense of this. The only real commodity she could sense between them was the abundance of blue, and the fact that most of the stallions had short-cropped manes. Curious, she moved forward, hunkering down in the nearby tall grass, inching closer to try and get a better listen.
"And yet again you refuse to acknowledge that this is your fault, just like the first time!"
the masked Pegasus snarled, idly flicking his knife open and closed. The helmeted Earth pony snarled right back at him.
"You cannot hold me responsible for this, maggot! There wasn't even a wizard around this time!"
"Here we go again,"
muttered the hard-hatted unicorn.
"What will this bickering accomplish?"
the white unicorn asked, an irritated expression on his face.
"You stay out of this, you miserable kraut!"
the helmeted Earth pony roared, a crazed look in his eyes.
"I know what I'm doing. Now everyone just shut up and follow orders. We're going to that settlement up ahead, and we'll establish HQ there. We will not be caught off guard when the inevitable attack from Red comes."
"Oh, for the hard-hatted unicorn. Sully, if Red was here, they'd have attacked already."
The one called Sully almost hissed his answer.
"That's just what they want you to think. Those Reds are sneaky. They are."
"Yeah. And that's why we've been steamrolling them for the past few weeks,"
said the young Pegasus in the cap.
"Thanks to Engie and Spy taking command."
The Pegasus in the sunglasses' eyes went wide for a moment, Derpy not noticing as he stared right at her.
"Mites?"
he said, trying to get their attention. Sully snorted again, jutting his chest out.
"Bah! Coincidence! We would have started winning against those maggots soon enough!"
The young Pegasus snorted in laughter.
"Yeah, right."
Sully snarled at him, but shook his head, taking a deep breath and trying to calm down.
All right! Even if the Reds aren't here, we can't just stay here. Ever since we got transported to this world and transformed into ponies, we've been near helpless. Only a handful of us have abilities resembling our old weapons. And it took us way too long to learn basic motor control,"
he said, adding with a mutter,
"I'm just glad there's bathrooms in this world. We need to have a base of some kind. We can't just bubble around in these woods the whole time. We're going into that town, and I'm leading the charge!"
"Mites?"
the sunglass-wearing Pegasus tried again, frowning. The one-eyed Earth pony sighed, standing up and putting a hoof on Solly's shoulder.
"Lad, you do tend to make bad first impressions. Engie and Spy are best to deal with civilians. And since we aren't in our own world now, much less our own bodies, we need to be careful about this. Engie and Spy are the best planners, you know that."
Sully sputtered for a moment, trying to protest, but eventually drooped his head, nodding